we have Hans the German in the studio. Hello.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Mick, hello. Hello, darlings. Hello, listeners. Hello to SER.
Thank you so much for coming down to our local Sydney Community Radio Station.
I know.
We are going out to a wide range of people.
Good.
And they are
That's
all...
That's why I'm here, honey. Yeah.
And we're very excited to have you in the studio because, you know, we don't often get German accordion.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah, good. Even better. Even better. Because you know what? I still need a point of difference in the entertainment world, Mick. So I'm glad that there are no others. But you know, this is what happens. The minute you become a star, there are lookalikes that turn up.
Oh, really? Have you had people like mimicking you? Already?
Well, you know, people are trying to steal my act as well. I noticed, you know, Channing Tatum was here today. He's launched his Magic Mike show. Very similar to my show, Mick.
Right, yeah.
Very, very similar.
He's been taking pointers, or did he have a chat to you and say, hey, how do you do this? What can I do better?
We looked at each other from across the room. I will say that. One looking a little more longingly than the other, Mick.
Well, I mean, I'm sure, you know, he was looking at you longingly because he knows what a big star you are. You're on America's Got Talent. You got to the final.
That's true.
That's huge.
That is true. Yes, yes. Well, look, Mick, let me tell you now, because it is the afternoon and it is the drive show, I'm even going back. I'm back into the lion's den. Ooh. Next year, I'm appearing on America's Got Talent, The Champions.
Oh, really?
Where they bring back all the has-beens from around the world, and I then try to beat them all.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like Goliath versus Goliath, you know.
Goliath versus Goliath.
Yes. Or David versus David.
Do they bring back the ones onto the Challenger show, you know, the ones who are, you know, gone massive or, the, you know?
They do. They bring back people who have won it from around the world.
That's
so
awesome.
There's people from Spain. There's a group from Burma. There are a couple of Australian names who you may remember. There's Jack Vidgen. Do you remember him?
Oh, yeah, Jack.
I think he was like 12 years old when he won the show or something.
Right.
Yes, and I think he was on The Voice.
That's right. I do vaguely remember that now. But yeah, he's going back on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did a bit of a Google for you, and one of the things
I've been doing it since a teenager, actually.
You're pulling off the German thing very well.
Thank you.
Because people are asking, is Hans the German really German? And that was one of the searches I came across.
Is that something you Googled?
No, I'd looked up to see where Hans came from.
Listen,
you know?
Michael, this is a modern world these days. It's 2019, we're moving into 2020. Yeah. I identify as a German, okay?
I see, yeah. And I totally am down with that.
Thank you.
I'm actually one quarter German.
Which quarter?
My grandmother. My aunt is German.
Really? Does that mean you got to open your Christmas presents Christmas Eve, Michael?
I used to when I was a kid.
See?
Yeah, I used to always do Christmas
Isn't
Eve.
It a much better idea?
I totally love it.
I think so. It adds a bit of calm to Christmas, you know? Otherwise, you're up all night on Christmas. Has he been? You know? And then you can actually get to sleep. It's done. Then you can have a nice breakfast on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
I suggest it to everybody. It's the one thing that I would like to see implemented around the world. But, you know, far be it from me to try to, you know, instill German values everywhere. I mean, that hasn't gone well in the past.
We won't think about that. But you are instilling amazing German values in your accordion playing.
Michael, you brought it in.
I'm so impressed. This is awesome.
I have brought the accordion here for you. It is my dream one day to see the accordion take the place of the recorder in schools around the world. It is a little heavier of an instrument. I don't know if it's one for children. But Michael... I'm looking at you, my honey. Here you go. I just have to look at this, loosen up my straps a little bit, Michael.
It's a bit tight. It's a bit hot in here, isn't it?
It is very hot in here.
Yeah.
And, you know, the asthma that I've now contracted from Sydney is not helping, but that's
no.
Okay. Michael, I'm looking at you, and I think you deserve a German, traditional German song.
I'm down.
Michael, it's one that says... Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey, hey, Mickey, hey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickey, sing it for me, baby. Oh, Mickey, what a pity you don't understand. You take me by the heart when you take me by the hand. Oh, Mickey, you're so pretty, can't you understand? It's guys like you, Mickey. Oh, what you do, Mickey, don't break my heart, Mickey. Hey, Mickey, keep going.
Oh, it's fine. It's just haunting my dreams, this song. You know how much this song used to haunt me when I was a kid? All the kids would sing it at me.
Oh, don't do You're welcome.
It. That was the best rendition I've ever
You're
heard.
Welcome.
Well done.
I'm happy to have haunted your dreams, as you just said.
No, it's maybe not haunting. It's more blessing. Blessing my
I
dreams.
Think so.
With the best version I've ever heard.
Well, you know, it was originally a cover. It was never called Mickey in the beginning. It was a
Are
song called Kitty by, who is the band? They're the band that sing, a band called Racy. They also sing, Some Girls Will... Some girls won't. Some girls need a lot of love.
Look, oh, yeah, I remember.
I'm like Molly Meldrum in here today, aren't I? With the music history. We've got so much in common, Molly and I.
For people who haven't seen your show, we've just given a bit of an example of what it's about. But it's cabaret, it's dancing, it's fun. What do people expect?
Mickey, there's a live band, my three-piece band called the Ungrateful Bastards. there are more costume changes than a Cher concert.
Right.
There is singing, dancing, glitter, feathers, tap. I tap a little bit in it.
Oh, wow.
And basically, if you've ever seen the movie called The Sound of Music, you're going to love this show.
I love The Sound of Music.
Who doesn't?
I hope it goes for as long as The Sound of Music. That's a great long
It movie. Can sometimes because, you know, every night is different. Every night depends what's happened during the day, what's happened during the news, you know, who's in the audience. Depends what happens. Every night is unique, Michael.
You've been all around the country.
I have.
You got four shows here in Sydney. Any more interesting places to play than something else? Like, are there any audiences that you sort of went, oh, that's a bit different or not used to that?
You know, I went to places that I never thought I'd visit. Bunbury in Western Australia, Whyalla in South Australia. This weekend I'm hitting up Glamorous Gosford.
Glamorous Gosford.
Glamorous Gosford. I will say, you know what? I've been pleasantly surprised. This is not as bad a country as I thought it was, Michael. And we have played some lovely theatres in some pretty terrible towns, but lovely theatres. Lovely theatres and some lovely audiences, more importantly.
Excellent.
And I'm looking forward to seeing what Sydney has to offer. Hopefully a few younger people in the crowd.
I reckon you'll get that. You're playing at the Eternity Playhouse tomorrow night, and then two shows... on Friday.
On Friday, yes.
One at 7, one at 9:30. Now, getting quick, because the tickets are selling quickly.
They are. Friday night's early show has already sold out. There's still some for the late show. So if you want a bit of, and who knows what will happen at the late show, darling. Mm. But we are, as you say, the Eternity Playhouse in glamorous Darlinghurst. Do you think I'll go well in Darlinghurst?
I think you'll fit right in.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I've been told.
Particularly afterwards, you're gonna hit the clubs afterwards. Oh, here's
a
pretty good scene there.
I'm a professional, Mick. So okay. I'll be there out till 5 a.m. Yes,
perfect.
See you at the Stonewall.
Lockouts are nearly gone.
Gosh, can you believe? Oh, what a great idea it will be to cancel the lockouts in January when everything's already dead by then. So you know it's going to be fantastic.
It is.
It's going to take a little while to rebuild the scene, right?
Oh, it will. It will. But you know, at least there's a step to back to where it was. It'll take years to rebuild.
And you know what, Sydney, like a phoenix rising from the ashes, quite literally. If you've seen the smoke outside,
yes.
I think it will bounce back.
Yeah, it will. It will bounce back, and it's starting tonight with you.
Yes, honey. Let's kick it off,
Hans. Well done. Congratulations on everything you've done so far, and good luck with the shows this week.
Thank you. I have to say, what a contractual obligation this has been. Thank you for allowing me to squeeze my box in your presence, Michael.
It was so exciting.
It's guys like you, Mickey.
Thank you, Hans.
Dankeschön.
I'll put the link up where you can buy those tickets up on the website very, very soon.